Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello there. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and giving you another installment of the Diary of the Corporate Player Turned Small Business Owner, Entrepreneur slash Entrepreneur. And you'll notice that these episodes are a little bit sporadic because as a new business owner, we're less than 30 days from the actual grand opening. You can imagine that there is a lot of sweat equity that you've got to put into it. And that brings me to kind of the topic that I wanted to cover when I was, you know, walking to the store today and thinking about the hours that I was putting in. And, you know, the biggest thing is there are different type of hours. I can remember when I worked in corporate America that you'd wake up first thing in the morning, you grab a cup of coffee, and you work right through lunch, breeze by dinner, or, you know, the dinner was popping some food in your mouth real quick, but getting right back to that laptop, back to that desk, and just working, just whatever it took to get the job done. Now, flip fast forward and looking at owning a business, I wake up thinking about it, thinking about what I need to do. Some days it feels like I'm breezing through past breakfast, lunch, find myself at the dinner hour, just wanting to get some quick nourishment and back at it. And whether that's physically in the store or if it's doing inventory sheets or looking for what the next hot item is, or laying out the marketing, looking ahead, trying to follow social media and see what's hot, what's trending. All of those things consume my, let's be honest, every waking moment. But it's the same in a lot of ways as corporate, what I did for corporate, but it's also different because the biggest difference, and a lot of you, I might be saying things that you already know. Corporate America, someone else feels like they're pulling the strings and you're just a puppet, and that jerking around and that being reactive is to decisions you had no control over. Now, flip the script and look at as a entrepreneur, as the CEO, CIO, CFO, the CMO, as all the C's rolled into one, you're still pivoting and getting jerked around sometimes, but sometimes it's based on your own decisions, your own doing. And that can be good, and that also can be bad. Good in that, yeah, you got to be willing to pay for your mistakes. And there will be mistakes. Nobody just gets a smooth ride, no matter how meteoric their rise is, how quickly, how fast. Everybody has had some hiccups, some bumps, some gotchas, some near misses, some I thought that was going to go differently. Everybody. I don't care if you're a Kardashian, Puff Daddy, whoever you're idolizing. I promise you, part of idolizing is a fantasy. You're building them up to be larger in life, and they're taking the bumps and bruises. Some have a lot of capital to back them up to recover quickly, or they're just really good on social media of just smiling and grinning and bearing through it and not letting you see what's going on in the background. But that said, once you've accepted that, there's going to be some miscalculations, and especially if you're in the realm of where you're providing goods and services or retail, the buying public is fickle. They're very fickle. You think you can predict them? You can't. They change with the wind. But again, that all of that said, that it's still a different feeling when you're a small business or independent or an entrepreneur. Now, the downside of it, you can end up second guessing yourself. You can end up in something we called in corporate America, analysis paralysis, because you're so worried about making the wrong move. And sometimes that's a result of your budget is very tight. And sometimes it's coming out of your personal account or off of your personal credit cards. There's a lot at risk. So you do need to be thoughtful and careful and strategic. And that's so important. But also that analysis paralysis can fool you into not doing anything, and or by the time you do it, you've missed the window of opportunity. That's one of the key takeaways or tips, is that you have to have thick skin and you have to be willing to take a risk. And you also have to be willing to gamble with some of your own money. And that's something that I often see people do, is that, oh, I'll get an investor, I'll get a grant, I'll get, even a bank loan, I'll get family to donate money. You're wanting everyone else to take a risk. And yes, your sweat equity is valuable. But at the end of the day, when it's your money being spent, your money on the line, I promise you, you think about it and you treat it differently. And investors know that. Banks know that. That's why when you buy a major purchase, a home or a car, they want to know, how much are you putting down? Because you're not just going to walk away from that down payment, especially if it's something that it took you over time to accumulate and save it up. They know that you're going to do whatever it takes to not just dismiss or disregard your end of the investment, even if it's significantly lower than what they're willing to invest. And that's something very much you need to go in hand when you're seeking these investors. Be very clear about, what are you putting in? What have you put in? What do you gain to lose? Other than, again, sweat equity, what have you put in? That's very much what many of the applications, whether it's for grants, whether it's for small business, for women-owned, Black-owned, the applications, once you get past all the other things, the one thing is ask, what do you have on it? You know, what do you have invested in this? And what would you be, you know, what do you, are you risking? What risk are you taking? We're taking a risk on you, but we need to know what risk have you taken? And so all of that, I say that to say that being an entrepreneur, you might lay awake some nights second guessing yourself. And that is really one of the downsides. As much as you think you might lose sleep or have restless nights or sleepless nights in corporate America, know that you are going to have some sleepless nights even as an entrepreneur, because you're, and I'll give myself as an example, not just talking a bunch of abstracts, but the idea of being responsible for a payroll week after week after week after week, people's livelihoods, their families, making sure that we were going to, first of all, keep the, you know, enough money to cover payroll, but also getting the next big account, the next big sales. In the case of the Airbnb, making sure that we were going to get the next month filled up. Those are things that you lay awake. Those are things that keep executives in corporate America awake. Now, you might be worried about your individual project, but you don't have to, in a corporate environment, think about that magnitude of payroll, that you have to make sure that the decisions you're making is going to ensure that payroll, the people that you've hired, sometimes hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands of people. And so, you know, I like to give credit where credit's due, because I think in having some appreciation and being humble as you go into this, that sometimes we think people in corporate America are jerks and make stupid decisions, but I promise you there are going to be some decisions that you have to make as an entrepreneur that anyone on the outside might second guess. But you as an entrepreneur know that sometimes you've got to take some risk. Sometimes they may not make sense to others, but it's a part of, I have to say, the life that you're choosing as an entrepreneur. There are some ugly truths. There are some things that you're not going to enjoy doing. There are some decisions that aren't necessarily how you had imagined being an entrepreneur. But all, when all said and done, you still, in the infamous words of Frank Sinatra, for those of you who know Frank Sinatra, you're doing it your way. So always, you know, remember that for the cost of doing it your way, yes, it can be stressful if you don't manage it. And that's what I'll talk about in the next episode. How do you make sure you don't stress yourself completely out and make sure that this is what you had envisioned it being, something that you enjoy. So catch me in our next episode as I continue with my corporate to small business diary and journal. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Thank you for listening. Bye.